Let's do this shit.
I mean, all right. I look like I'm dying. It's fine.
It might just be headphone interference. I think you might be right about that, too.
What was that?
Somebody just texted you. I just turned the sound off so we don't have to deal with that.
Okay. Okay, we're doing this.
Okay.
You sure you want to add the add-in at the end? Because I can read it now.
Go for it.
I mean, we might as well just get it over with. Okay. It's kind
of... It's like in the middle of everything now, where it's going to be hard to find. At the end, we know it's at the end.
All right, fine.
All right. We've already been recording for like...
This is an intro ad.
Okay, do it.
I have to do the ad in the beginning and the end.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. I'm pretending there's music. Guys, what's up? It's Kate. This is Date Fails. This is hilarious. We've been here in Brian Monarch's studio. Brian Monarch is with me, co-hosting today. Say hi, Brian.
Yo!
Yo! So, guys, I'm super stoked because Brian not only set up this incredible studio, but now he set up the capability to receive phone calls. So we're going to try this and do, like, an episode where we call you and you ask us your sex and dating questions and we try to give you advice. I mean, we're not qualified, but who's better than us at giving people advice we can't take?
I think we're the best.
I think we're the best.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to do. But before we do that, today's episode of Date Fails is brought to you by Scentbird. I think Scentbird is my favorite sponsor on the show. Like, I literally have it with me in my purse. I carry this perfume now. I wonder if I have it with me so I can show it to you guys. I'm not joking. I've never showed it. Oh, wait, never mind. It won't be on the YouTube. Point is, it's this little portable perfume and cologne that's like the perfect travel size and a little aluminum case, and it's all high end and they send it to you in the mail. You can be a member. And I'm really bad about going out and buying it. But this way, they just ship it to you, and you can tell them, you can order specifically, or you can tell them what kind of perfume you like or cologne, and they choose for you. So anyway, thank you, Scentbird, for sponsoring the podcast. Guys, the special offer that we have just for Date Fails listeners is you can get 50% off your first month today. That's only $7.50 for your first fragrance. Go to scentbird.com/datefails and use my code DATEFAILS for 50% off your first month. Smell good. There's nothing better than hot cologne. I mean, not hot cologne, but like guys, hot guys in cologne. All right. That was a great ad. Listen, I'm excited to take calls. I'm anxious. I hope this works out, but it's an experiment. We'll see what happens. Brian is sorting through the calls right now.
Yeah.
I guess we should do calls first and then catch up after about Lebanon and stuff because people, you know, are waiting for us to
call.
Yeah,
I wanted to be, let's test this call thing out too. Yeah.
Okay, so guys, here's what we did. I posted on Instagram and so did Brian. And I said, if you have a question, text this phone number. And we gave out the phone number, which we could give out now because people can text for next time.
Yeah, we're going to keep this number going.
Yeah, so Brian, what's the number?
It is 818-208-4258. Just text a question there and we can hit you up on the next episode.
Exactly. So you text your question, we call you. So let's just try it and see what happens. We're going to give advice, guys. What do we have first, Brian? Who are we calling?
Let's see here. This one,
did anyone say their name? Probably not.
No, nobody said any names here.
Just call someone and let's see what happens.
Okay. Let's just do this. I'm just trying to get a good one. This one's weird.
Call anyone.
Okay.
Even if it's bad, we'll just hang up on it.
This will be good. All right, let's just try this call.
And if we call you and you ask a stupid question, like, can I fuck you? We will hang up on you and block you. Ooh, my phone's going off. Are you calling me?
I don't think so.
This is so cool.
That's not going to you though, right?
No. Okay. You're not calling me.
I know, but it was really weird that right when I hit send, it started ringing.
That was weird because I never get texts or phone calls. Ever. If they don't answer, I'm going to be pissed.
They said they would answer.
That's what they all say. Fuck boys. Come on, you pussy.
You have reached.
Really?
Nathan Brewer.
Great. Oh, and his name's on
Please
there
leave
now.
Your message.
Fuck you, Nathan. This is going great.
Yeah.
Should we cut that out?
Yeah, we could just start over if you want. What do you think?
I think that it's we should cut out the people that don't answer.
Yeah, it's annoying. Do you want me to tell you the question or just do it again?
Oh, let's answer his question since he didn't answer on our own.
Okay.
He called and didn't answer.
The girl I have been dating for a year and a half, she doesn't know if she can be fully committed to a relationship because she fears I'm going to hurt her or she is going to hurt me. Both of her previous relationships ended badly. One ended in DWI. Everyone was fine, by the way. And another one ended when she got the guy in bed with his ex. So I get it. I want to work through these things with her. I just want to know if I'm making the right choice. I love this girl, and both of us couldn't imagine not being together, but the label scares her. Should I try and work through it, or am I doing the wrong thing?
Is that the guy I'm dating? Oh, man, that's a tough call because, like, that's me.
Yeah.
Because I kind of like the idea of a relationship, but as soon as I start dating someone I like, I panic. I'm scared to commit.
Yeah.
I don't trust anyone. And
I think we all have those fears, you know?
But I would say if she's scared of... Okay, I think when guys... Tell me if I'm wrong, Brian. When a guy won't put a label on a relationship, to me, that means he wants to fuck other people.
Probably. I mean, what's the... Well, it depends how long you've been dating.
A year?
A year? Then yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean...
You either like her or you... Like,
some people just don't want a commitment, too.
Yeah.
But that's the reason behind it is what you just said.
Well, like, I had a guy that I was into say to me, it's not about fucking other people. It's about freedom. I don't want to have to answer to someone. Like, if I want to just leave town, I don't want to be like, hey, babe, is this cool?
Well, that's when you can tell him you can leave town whenever you want.
Yeah, I know. But, like, you know, guys have their issues, too, with past relationships. I think if you want a commitment and she won't do it in a year, she's probably never going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But if, like, I've dated guys before where I'm pretty sure that they are committed to me, even though there's no label.
Yeah.
I just know.
Yeah, yeah.
But then sometimes I do find out those guys have porn star girlfriends on the side.
Yeah. Well, how many days a week are you seeing these people? You know, you don't know what's going on the other nights sometimes.
Well, my thing is, if a guy is texting me every night, I think he's not cheating because I'm like, there's no way he'd text while she's there. But then I've been with
he's
guys.
He's like, hang on, Jennifer. I got to do my nightly text to Kate.
Yes. One time a guy was in the middle of fucking me and his phone went off and he was like, I got to pee. And he pulled out and took his phone into the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, he's cheating.
Yeah, most likely he was.
Yeah, but I finished.
Let's try this. I'm going to call this other guy.
Wait, what's the answer?
I mean, we have
to
be...
You gotta give him advice.
Okay, the advice is this. First of all, you said you'd answer your phone, so you're lucky we're getting you in any advice. Second of all, if you say you both really like each other and you don't want out of it, you're probably going to end up together anyway, so just give it a few more weeks, and you'll probably be together.
I don't understand, though, why... I understand the cheating thing, being damaged and being scared to commit, but the DUI thing, I'm not sure I understand
that one. I don't either, but also, if you can find me someone who's never been cheated on... That's going to be a hard thing to do.
Yeah.
Ever. Like,
everyone
can claim
on.
They've been damaged by cheating. So, I don't know.
Some way.
Let's try another call. I wanted to see if we can get this working.
Do it.
All right, here we go.
Call somebody.
All right. I wonder if everyone's afraid. Like, will you be free in the next hour? Yeah. And he had three questions.
They check it out.
So weird.
Well, it's been forwarded to an automatic voice message
system.
Right. 516685.
It's going to be so much editing, though.
I know. I almost feel like we should start over.
We can. Stop it.
I mean, no. I mean, just like... We'll just,
I wish there was a way... That thing needs a remote, because if there was just a way you could do a click every time we did
there
a
might
phone
be one.
Call... Well, there is if you're sitting over there.
But there might be a remote, too. Maybe you could even control it with your phone.
What if it was something like we did on camera so you would know?
That'd be cool. Let's try another one.
Let's just start over.
Okay, we're going to start over.
I mean, it's for you because you're going to end up doing the bulk of the... Unless you want to send it to me, I'll edit it.
No, it's fine. But let's just like pretend we're starting right now. So, hey, guys.
Okay, we'll start again. All well, right. Use my intro with the ad.
We'll have the ad.
Use the one we already did. And then here we go.
Okay.
All right, guys. So let's just try this. Let's jump into it. A bunch of people text us questions. So we're going to call you now and see if we can give you any advice.
Also, we should give them the number so they can text in the future.
Yes. Yes. Brian, give them the number.
All right. It's 818 208 4258.
Wait, here's what you should do.
I should do it?
No, here's what you should do.
Mm-hmm.
Use the whole beginning that we already recorded right up until the point we make the first call.
Okay.
And then stop it and then start with whatever we're about to do.
Okay, so let's make a call right now.
Yeah.
Here we go. Let's see if he answers.
If you don't answer... Hey, what's up? It's Kate on Date Fails. Who's this?
Solomon.
Solomon?
Yep, that's what it says on the text. It's Brian. I'm helping our co-host this week.
Hey, man, what's up? How's it going?
Hello, right on.
Where are you
going
at?
Going great. It's going great. How about y'all?
We're having a great time.
I'm in Texas.
You're in Texas?
Yes.
What part?
Like northwest Texas. This is like in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, okay.
That's cool.
I won't make you give your address.
I'm going to read his question.
No, let him ask.
Okay. I mean, go for it.
Yeah, ask your question.
All right. So how am I supposed to react or cope with getting with a beautiful woman? You do everything to seduce her, and then she has an extremely unattractive vagina.
Oh, that one.
That's the one.
This is such a good question, but okay. First, I need to know, what do you define as unattractive? Do you mean the visual, the smell? What is it?
What's wrong with that thing?
Yeah.
I'd say the worst one was, everybody knows what an earlobe looks like. Like just the little flappy part at the bottom.
Yeah, the earlobe.
Like just imagine a couple of those on the sides whenever you get ready to go down there and do your business.
Maybe she should get gauges in them so you can kind of like hang on to
it. You're an asshole, Brian. Wait, so so she has a droopy lobes?
As pussy lips.
But that's it?
It was just like two little nodes, like, but they were plump.
Okay, so you're looking for more of like a piggy bank style, like a slot?
Yeah, I'm cool with the slot. Yeah, I'm fine with most versions. Just there's a couple of them that, you know, you go and face the one-eyed monster, the one-hold monster anyways, and it's looking back at you.
The funny part is girls think the same thing. Like, you guys talk about unattractive penises a lot. Like, they curve
no,
or they...
No, don't.
I hear this stuff.
No girl is, like, going to be really into you, and then your dick curves, so she's like, deal breaker.
Some girl would.
No.
Oh, there's a girl out there.
Maybe if it's like a super micro penis.
Oh, well, there's a problem.
Listen, okay, here's what I think, though.
Yeah.
If it's a physical thing that she can't change,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say anything. It's up to you to either end it or not.
Yeah, you definitely don't tell her that the reason you're ending it is because of her earlobe vagina lips. That's number one.
Number one.
You find another reason, or you just, you know,
just
let it
ghost.
Fizzle. Like, yeah.
Well, don't just, ghost. I hate ghosts.
Yeah, but. Just let it fizzle, sort of. Like, yeah, maybe we could do that next week, and then just don't really ever reply. She'll get the hint.
I think a great way to end something without any confrontation I always use, well, yeah. Not everyone's going to know, but I always say, you know what? I started talking to my ex again. We're going to give it another shot.
Yeah.
That's how I get out of something without an explanation.
Yeah.
But if it's a situation where, because I actually want to know this too. Like, if it's a situation where it's a hygiene issue,
mm-hmm.
How do you address that?
Well, I think some hygiene is, you know, there's some girls that don't have to do any maintenance and their vagina's fine. I'm sure that's probably the case with you.
I do maintenance.
I just mean, like, they don't need to, like, freshen it up, and it never really has an odor, for instance.
Oh.
But other girls, it's like hormones. It's not something like, oh, she... It's just something that happens to certain people, I think.
I think that it's both.
Well, I mean, if you don't shower for 2 weeks, of course it's going to have a problem. But, I mean, some girls shower every day, and they still have some shit going on.
Well, like, I get lasered. I think if you have hair, like... I'm serious.
I don't think hair is making the sense that I've smelled in the past.
I'm telling you, if you have hair, like, there's more sweat, there's more, it's like, also, diet. I don't eat sugar.
I'm sure diet does play into it.
But, sir, if that's the reason, I think it's okay to kind of try to bring it up somehow. Like, you know, like, maybe you say something like, hey, maybe what you could do is reverse it, like, she blows you, you say like, hey, how's it smell down there? Like, I try to keep it clean. I try to keep it fresh for you, whatever. Maybe you could like hint that way. And then, you know, if hers isn't good, then maybe she'd be like, oh,
yeah,
I should go wash my balls. I don't know.
I've only had that happen one time where a woman smelled bad and I got up and fell asleep.
You got up and fell asleep?
I just got up and rolled off of her and fell asleep.
Oh, you're just like, I'm not dealing with this. I'm going to bed. I'm not having sex with her.
What, yeah. You didn't even finish fucking her? Yeah. Is that bad?
I had a situation like that once.
It was that bad.
Wow.
Yeah, it could get pretty, pretty funky.
How do you not notice your pussy smells that bad? Oops, I think I didn't mean to say that word.
You can say
she
pussy.
She told me she showered before she came over.
Well, she might have it.
And that was the worst part.
I mean, it could be a lot of things that makes it smell down there, you know, like it could be time of month. It could be diet. Like I said, it could be lots of things. So she could have showered. Maybe. I don't know, man. I always taste test mine. I think it's very important to taste your own stuff.
Okay.
Don't you?
I don't have anything to taste.
You don't taste your cum?
I've never tasted my cum. I have a joke about that.
You've never like wiped your balls and smelled your fingers to make sure it's not BO-ish?
Yeah, I've done that.
But you don't
taste.
But
there's no cum on my balls.
Well, yeah.
But I have a joke where I'm like, if you're ever jerking off and you're on your back, make sure your mouth is closed.
Mm.
Yeah, because
you can shoot like a fountain.
Yeah, you don't want to get that shit in your mouth.
You have to. Every guy should taste his own cum one time.
You know what?
Yes.
I don't care if she swallows my cum, so I don't need to fucking know whether it tastes good or not.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
No.
You make sure you tell her. You make sure you let her know that.
You know what? She'll figure it out.
All right, sir. Well, so the answer is, you know, don't date someone if you don't like how their vagina looks, I guess.
Yeah, the problem is you don't know till you get in there, and it takes work to get in there.
I mean, she's beautiful everywhere else. It's really that big of an issue. I mean, I gotta imagine these must be huge pussy lips to, like, turn you off that badly.
It's the shape of them. It's like they come out like fingers, he said. I understand what he's saying. Like, it's like a stingray, right?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
That's mean body shaming.
It is, but he's saying he's not attracted to it. If you saw a guy with a fucking pencil sticking out of his fucking cheek, you probably wouldn't ask him out for a beer. Like, it's just something you find out later.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's unfortunate.
It's, yeah. You're right. You're right. Because
some guys don't look at the vagina or care what it looks like.
You know what? You're right. Because if I'm dating a guy and I see him for the first time with his shirt off and he has a really hairy back, deal breaker.
Yeah, you didn't know.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. So there you go, sir. Just date girls with vaginas you like. That's the answer.
All right, thank you,
thanks
guys.
Thanks for sending your question.
Have a good one, man. Thank you.
Hey, you too.
Bye.
All right, first one.
I think
one,
that went pretty
that
good. One,
that was good.
I think we gave solid advice. Don't just don't date her after that. Okay, guys. So as you know, today's sponsor is Scentbird. I talk about Scentbird so much. I'm obsessed with it. It is perfume and cologne in small trial size bottles. So basically the way it works is you pick out any perfume or cologne you want. You know, it's all name brand. They've got Prada, Tom Ford, Versace, Dolce & Gabbana. The list goes on and on and on. You choose the one you want. And they send you a 30-day supply. I mean, they call it 30 days. It's 120 sprays. So it really just depends on you. Like, I've been using these ones for months. They sent me a few, and I just change them in and out all the time. I keep them in my purse. It's awesome because it's so small. I mean, it's like about as long as the palm of my hand. And it's in an aluminum container with a glass bottle inside. So it won't break. I mean, that's not even in the copy. I just say it because that's my favorite thing about it. I'm obsessed with Scentbird. I like trying different perfumes, colognes. You should wear cologne, guys, because it's hot. Ladies, you know, find something spicy that you like and go check it out. Right now, we've got an exclusive offer just for Date Fails listeners. You get 50% off your first month today. That means $7.50 for your first fragrance. That really is an amazing deal. Like, for this much of these brands of perfume and cologne, $7.50. Go to scentbird.com/datefails and use my code Date Fails for 50% off your first month. Again, that's Scentbird, spelled S-C-E-N-T, bird.com/datefails for you to try your first perfume or cologne at just $7.50. Sign on, smell amazing. Woo!
All right. Someone just, we tried to do a call earlier and they just texted saying they're available now.
Asshole.
Yeah. Let's hit them up.
My back hurts.
Sorry.
Guys, I have a kidney infection, I think. I'm suing everyone.
You're going to do a taste test?
Hello?
Hey, what's up, dude?
How's it going?
Pretty
Sorry.
Good.
Hi, it's Kate and Brian from Date Fails. What's your name?
Adam.
Alan.
Oh, Alan. Okay.
There's a weird delay.
Yeah, there's like a second delay. Yeah. So we got to just kind of like say what we need to say and then wait to hear what the answer is.
Thank you.
It's like on the news.
I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
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 So he had three different questions, actually.
What's the best one?
Well, this is one you'd have to answer. Are clit orgasms better than sex orgasms? Do you get both?
Yeah, I'm lucky I get both.
Yeah, I think most girls get one or the other.
I super orgasm.
Oh, okay. Is one better than the other?
For me, clit is usually a little stronger, to be honest.
Oh, really?
But both at once is the strongest. Like if a guy's fucking me and playing, that's the strongest.
Okay.
But not all women get both.
Yeah, I think most people get the clit thing going on.
Yeah, most women
get
clit.
And you want to ask the second question, Adam? Alan. Sorry.
Go
my
ahead.
Bad.
Is squirting real or is it just peeing?
Excellent question.
Have you ever squirted?
Yes.
Really? Is it like an every time thing now? Or
it's
is
not
it...
every time. Oh. No.
How many times out of 10?
Or
out of 100 if it doesn't happen once every 10?
It's really 10. More like some guys will make me do it and some won't. I think it has to do with like... How where
like the ambition
hitting.
Of the guy, like he like if he's trying to make that happen.
I think it has to do with where his
oh okay this
dick
happens
hits,
to be
or yeah if he's trying.
Does it ever happen on accident?
Yeah.
And like does he do you freak out, like do you get insecure about it?
No.
Okay.
I'm
just
proud.
Yeah, totally. I agree. I'm just saying, like, do you worry that because there's some guys out there that'll probably be like, what the f-? You know, like,
not to be like oversharing, but like I'm really wet, like sometimes too wet.
Right.
So like. When it happens to me, it at least in my experience.
Should I put a newspaper down on that fucking thing?
Sorry about your chair, Brian. It's suede, guys. No, when it happens to me though, it's not a stream like pee. It's more like a gush, like one. Psh,
it's
like
not
that.
Like those chicks on the videos that are shooting to the bathroom over there.
No,
right?
I think that is pee.
Okay, I mean they would disagree with you, I think.
But because I'm friends with a guy who's a professional. He's
squirt maker.
Squirt. Yeah, I swear to God, this guy. His name is Marcus London. He's a porn star, and he specializes in making girls squirt. And I've seen him do it in real life.
Yeah.
And this guy can make any girl. I'm telling you, he did it to me. He can make any girl squirt in like 30 seconds or less.
He should start a website.
He has. He teaches classes and stuff.
That's
it's crazy.
Cool.
But my point is. Every time I saw him do it, it was never the stream. It was always like a
gush. Spill out, yeah.
And then he'd pull his hand and go, psh, and there'd be like tons of water, like crazy. Every girl.
I don't think it's pee though. From what I've heard, it's from a different gland. That's what they say. Now, I'm not an expert. You do it. I don't. So I'm just telling you what I've read and heard.
Well, I think that what they say is that there's a little bit of pee in it.
Okay, that's possible.
But
I mean, it's going through the same tubes, sort of.
No, it isn't.
It's coming out. Are you saying it comes out of a different hole?
It comes out of your vagina.
Then I don't think you're squirting.
Yes, that is squirt. It doesn't come
then
out
there
of
would
your
be
pee
no
hole. That's pee.
Then there would be no debate
no,
whether it's pee or not.
The debate is people
it's not even coming from the bladder.
People think it's pee because of the stream.
Yeah, I think that the ones that shoot really
it's
hard,
pee.
I think the ones that shoot really hard are coming from the pee hole.
I do too.
And
I think it's just a girl losing her fucking, she's coming so hard she can't hold it in. And she pees
everywhere.
We'll
research this, but I think it's not pee.
No one admits it.
Well.
I think what I read is that there's a little bit of urine sometimes in it, because sometimes when you come, you might release a tiny hint of urine. Because you're just, everything's like, it makes you weak.
Alan, are you dating someone that does this?
No.
What's that?
I've always been curious. No,
oh, you're just
I'm
curious
here.
From watching the videos?
Yeah.
How old are you?
Also, I'm trying to figure that out on my own. I'm 25.
You're trying to figure what out? If you can make a girl squirt?
Yeah.
Well, go look up my guy, Marcus London. I swear to God, he's like amazing. The only reason I let him do it is because I didn't believe it. I let him try it with his hand. Yeah. Like,
was that your first time squirting?
Well, it was my first time squirting that much. Huh. Yeah. And then after that, it was like the floodgates open, literally. Oh, this is really getting personal. Okay.
That's all good. That's what it's for. He had one more. Do you want to ask the last one real fast?
Oh, yeah. How long is too long and how short is too short?
That's Are we talking about
like
dicks?
Like a session of Time. Sex.
I've never had too long.
You know what? I've noticed different girls are different. They have different opinions on this. Like, you can tell. I think some girls get turned on majorly if you come quickly. Like, they're like, oh, I made him do that so fast. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I can tell they're trying to get you to do it sometimes. And then other girls are like, no, I'm here for the fucking long haul. I want this to happen.
I think it has to do with how easily the girl orgasms.
Yeah, I think it's different for every girl. I think it's going to really vary from girl to girl.
Yeah, because I think if the girl comes easily and she's going to keep coming as long as you keep going, then she'll probably want it to last longer. If it's a girl that has trouble having an orgasm, you know, she might not, or she's not in the mood, or she's just not as sexual, then she might just want to kind of like, she's more in it to like get it over with.
Yeah,
I hate to say that, but
yeah.
Like for me, it depends on also, there's certain guys I have such intense chemistry with. I mean, I had a guy, the last guy I hooked up with, I'm not exaggerating. We hooked up for like total. I mean, we slept a few hours, but it was like 15 hours.
15 hours of sex.
Not just straight fucking, but like everything.
I mean, you could watch like a season and a half of Game of Thrones if you're watching TV while you do that shit.
I know, but it would just happen to be like we had that crazy chemistry, can't keep your hands off each other, and it was like we had nothing going on and we were just in bed all day.
Is 15 hours an exaggeration?
Nope. I swear to God that like...
That's from 8 a.m.
He came over. I'll tell you. I'm trying
to 1 a.m.
I have it in text somewhere. I have it in text. First of all, no, it's not.
15 hours?
Okay, well, here's 12 how it went
hours
down.
Is 8
here's
to
how it
8.
Went down. Listen.
Okay.
He came over at like, I forget what time. Let's say 9, 10 o'clock. I forget what time. And then, you know, it went till like 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then we slept for like, I mean, there were breaks.
Okay.
But like.
Just lots of sex during a 15 hour period.
And then we slept for like 2 or 3 hours.
Okay. And that brings us down to 12 or 13.
3 more hours. No. And then 3 more hours.
Okay.
15 total out of like 18 or 19.
Look, that's great.
Rare.
Yeah, it is rare.
That doesn't happen often, but my point is that sometimes you find one that you're like, it's a day at the spa.
So basically the answer to his question is it varies on the chemistry and who you're with and what she's like. It's not going to be the same for each person.
If he's good, it is going to take a while.
Yeah.
Because he's going to do all the stuff.
Yeah, so you're talking foreplay and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I don't just mean... When people ask how long should a guy last, I count everything, not just fucking you.
Okay.
Nobody wants to be fucked for 15 hours straight.
I don't.
No, I don't either. But I was so sore the next day.
Yeah, that's one of the the cons.
Still sore. I think I had internal bleeding.
Maybe that's why you got your little UTI today.
It's not a UTI. It's a kidney. My bad. My kidneys are going bad.
Oh, okay.
Does anyone have a kidney?
Kidney donations.
It wasn't that recently, but yeah. Okay. All right.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
I need a kidney. Oh, God. This is fun.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I actually like this.
Here's one. I didn't ask him if he'd be ready to answer a call, but we can try it.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
We should just call someone we know. Next. Call Mike Rappaport. Hey, man.
He won't answer.
I know. I'm just kidding.
Let's see if this dude answers.
Hey.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, man, what's up? It's Kate and Brian on Date Fails. Who's this?
This is a look. I'm great. It's crazy you called me. I didn't think that you would call me.
I know. Usually I'm more of a texter, but it's your lucky day. Just kidding. No, I'm happy to talk to you, man.
Lucky day.
Where are you at?
Well, I'm in Arizona.
Arizona? That's cool. I'm Brian. I'm helping Kate today. Right to his question?
Yeah, what's your question?
Yeah, so my question is that my girlfriend likes butt sex, and it is fun. I mean, I'm okay, like, either way, it doesn't really matter to me,
mm-hmm.
but
like, I don't know, man, every time I ask her, like, how much do you like it? And she would say, well, I like it enough. That's it. So I don't know, like, am I supposed to do it every time we do it?
She says, I like it. I think I know the answer to this one.
In the question, he says, I try to do it after every two or three times. So, like, every few times, he's trying to get in the butt once.
How did you...
Like, yeah, after that, I feel obliged, you know, like, to get in the butt, like, you need all kind of stuff, like, you can't just go and dry, like, you have to have lube and stuff.
Work. Oh, I see what you're saying.
It's a high-maintenance hole. Listen, I have a question.
Yeah, I mean, it is fun once you get in that hole, but, like, it's a high-maintenance hole, yeah.
So you do like it? You like it?
Yeah, I do like it, but I'm, like, I'm not sure where I am, and I'm at 50-50, like, I do like it, but the fact that I have to go in without the condom, it kind of makes me just worry a little bit. But I'm okay. Like, I like it.
Are you using a condom?
I think that I'm in.
Are you using a condom in the vagina?
Sometimes.
Okay.
What are you worried about catching in her butthole? I don't think anything. Can you catch stuff out of that?
Yeah, that's how you get AIDS, Kate.
Oh my God! No, you're not getting AIDS from.
Why do you think the gay community has AIDS?
Because
exactly.
They fuck
that's
like 10 times more.
No, it's because the butthole rips and bleeds.
Oh, Brian.
Kate, you need to know this.
No, stop. First of all, you can use a condom in a butthole.
You can, but they don't.
You can.
Do you know the odds of... It is really hard to catch AIDS from a vagina. It's very hard. I can have sex with somebody that has AIDS like 2,000 times and I probably wouldn't catch it. I know that sounds crazy, but it's true. I looked this up.
Not many women, straight women in America
have AIDS.
Totally.
But if you had AIDS and we had sex without a condom, I probably wouldn't catch it. It's
really
unlikely.
But if you put it in my butt, you would.
Much more likely, yes.
Okay, fine. So use a condom.
That's one thing. Another thing is, like, she told me that. I mean, I was trying it when we were trying it for the first time, and she told me, I was trying it with a condom, and she was like, well, you know, I mean, if you want to drain a butt, you can do it without, you don't have to worry about a condom, and you can come inside.
She doesn't have AIDS.
Are you guys in a committed relationship? Is this a committed relationship, or are you just dating once in a while?
I mean, as of now, I think it is committed, but I don't want to think, I mean, so far, that's what she said, but I mean, she's...
Well, if it's committed, get AIDS tests and do it in the butt all the time without a condom.
She doesn't have AIDS. It's like your joke. Brian, tell him your joke.
The whole purpose is, like, I don't know. Like,
Let me answer the question. Because this is what I honestly, I literally just had this conversation with someone.
Yeah.
My opinion is that women think guys love anal so much more than guys love anal. Most guys that want anal, they want it because of, like, the I got it. It's something taboo-ish.
Yeah.
A lot of girls
I'm like this guy. I could take it or leave it. I don't care.
The truth is, I think every guy really feels that way deep down, but they're supposed to be like, I want to get it.
No, I think some guys really want the butt.
Some guys want the butt for, like, for real, badly. I've been with those guys.
Yeah.
But even those guys, once they get it once... A lot of them are like, oh, she let me.
You
and they know they
it.
Can, and they don't care. And I think a lot of girls act like they're into anal more than they are because they think it's what the guy wants. But on the inside, they're kind of like hoping he doesn't go there or doesn't go there often.
I think some girls get orgasms from anal sex.
I'm pretty sure about this girl, though. Like, she likes it.
Yeah, I think this girl really likes it.
Oh, she does really like it?
Yeah. He could take it or leave it.
But
she wants it.
But when he asked her, she said, I like it enough.
No, she wants it.
So innovative. I mean,
So what's the question? You want to know whether...
How often do you have to do it?
If I'm not doing it enough in both, then is it going to be like disappointing for her or not? I can't figure it out.
Why don't you just say to her when you want it, say, baby, put it in my ass or something.
Yeah, just have her tell you when she wants it. Communication is key.
Yeah, that's it. Because, you know, there's days she's not going to want it because maybe she had a burrito. You know what I mean? I don't know. But
yeah, that's it. I wouldn't want to either that day.
Well, congratulations on having a girl that, you know, wants you to fuck her in the ass all the time.
It's I mean, that's a good thing.
Good for you.
If
you like it.
He doesn't love it, but at least, you know, he has the option.
I mean, I come if a guy like puts his finger in there while he's fucking me. You know what
okay,
I mean?
So you can relate.
Yeah, but a dick is a whole other story.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it makes a difference when they're doing it both the whole time. I guess I have felt in the past that it makes it easier to come.
It makes it easier for her to come if your finger's in there?
It or makes
your...
her come.
What?
Yeah, something if I go, I mean, if I do reaming or when I'm going down or whatever.
Yeah, we like that. You know? All right. Brian's going to throw. Right. Why are you so disgusted, Brian?
I'm not disgusted. I just think we're done with this.
We're done with this question. This was great talk, sir. Thank you.
All right, I hung up. I'm sorry.
Wait, Brian, the calls are really quiet.
I think that was a bad connection on that one because the previous one wasn't. Do you want me to raise that level up a little?
Yeah, do you mind?
No.
Let me check the time, too. I'm sweating so bad.
I know, Jesus. I got the AC on, but... All right, I turned the cell phone up.
All right. Thanks. Oh, God, I'm dying.
Sorry.
It's not your fault. It's me.
This place isn't the best ventilation, I don't think. All right, so...
I mean, how long have we done? This feels like 10 years.
We only take 3 calls.
No, I know. I'm saying I think we've done like 15 minutes, but it feels like an hour. Yeah. Doesn't the energy feel low or something's weird?
I mean, it's fun.
Maybe it's just between calls.
I think...
let's just keep going.
We'll just keep going. I think we're just getting used to taking calls.
I do too.
Yeah. So let's try
it. I think that what we should do, by the way, I think at the end, we should record an intro where we shoot the shit a little. We do like just us talking for 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, we'll talk about your trip. We'll talk about Rocket Man.
And we'll put that at the beginning.
Okay.
And then we'll... All right.
All right. So we're going to start again. Hey, let's take another call.
Okay, let's go.
All right, here we go.
That was a good one.
All right. Call. Let's see if this guy answers.
God, my back hurts. I'm dying.
This might be your kidney. It's louder now, right?
It is my kidneys. I'm serious. Yeah, it's louder.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, man. What's up? It's Kate and Brian on Date Fails. How are you?
Oh, you're good. How about you?
I'm great, man. We're just out here in Sherman Oaks, you know, doing it. Where are you at?
I'm in Greeley, Colorado.
Ooh, I love Colorado.
They got legal weed out there now.
And mushrooms.
Oh, shit.
Yes, it's not legal mushrooms, but it's still great.
Oh, well.
So this is Steve. He's 37, and he works out of town a lot. Okay. You want to ask the question?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I started this new job about 7 years ago. And, you know, I've been married for 18 years now, and what... Everything was great, but when I started to kind of be away from my wife more and more, it kind of started becoming a little weird. You know, we've become a little bit like more, you know, like more distant. And, it's actually not days. I usually, I'm out for about 2 weeks at a time, and then I go back for about 4 days.
Oh, man.
And then 2 weeks, and then back for, you know.
So you're away more than you're there.
Yeah,
that's weird, because you would think if somebody's gone for a long time, then when they come back, you'd be all over them.
Yeah, but when I was married, it was like that. My ex was gone a lot.
Where did he go?
He traveled for work.
Oh, okay.
So it was kind of disruptive, because it would be like, he'd be there, and it'd be 4 days or whatever of him completely in your presence all the time, because there's nothing else going on, and then suddenly they're gone, and there's like this absence, and it was really hard, like give and take. Like it was disruptive for me.
So Kate is in the same situation, but side, so she's best.
I'm your wife.
This one, yeah.
Go on, sir. What's the question?
He said that.
At the very beginning of his job, it was cool because, you know, I was gone, so it was great team, you know, but. As you know, as the years go by, it's like when I come home, it's like, you know, it's become very numb.
Yeah.
You know,
there's no more, 18
you know, like,
years.
Hey, daddy, you know, like you're back. Yeah.
Yeah. 18 years. It's hard to keep it up. Keep the love life. Have a lot of passion when you're there all the time. Right.
I mean, this is what I think personally is. Well, I feel bad saying this because, like, but it's the truth is, for me, my ex was gone more than he was around.
Yeah.
And at the beginning, it was like you're saying, like, I'd be so excited to see him. I'd miss him.
Yeah.
And I would be so miserable when he was gone. But what happened was over time, I just started to develop this whole life without him. And I started to make friends and like do things outside.
And that's what I'm scared.
Yeah. And then when he would come back, it would almost be like kind of like annoying because I'm like, oh, he's like, I kind of am having more fun doing what. So like for me, it just, it did push us apart a lot. I think it's hard to be gone more than you're there. Like, is there anything you can do to have her see you more? I don't know. That's a tough one.
That's the first time I've heard details about your old marriage, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Like, do you guys have sex? When you're in town, do you have sex?
Yeah. But it's not, it's not having sex to have sex. It's like, hey, we better get one in because you'll be gone, you know, in the next few days, you know?
Yeah, I've had that.
It's almost like there's no passion. It's more of a like, all right, you know, I guess this is what we're doing.
Like,
I
mean, you're on a schedule.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
And then, you know, like there's times when we can't have sex, right? And so it's like, okay, well, you know, this kind of sucks. But I don't want to feel that way.
So
I was like, man, what is this that we or that I could do or that I could try so where, you know, to where we can.
It's so sweet. He like loves not his lose wife. That.
Yeah.
You really love her. That's obvious.
What could your ex-husband have done? Is there anything he could have done? Like, I don't know. What about FaceTiming every night and getting one off?
I mean,
I don't know.
I don't know the details of your guys' sex life. Like, and you've been married 18 years. So like it could be getting stale even if you were there all the time. You know, it's hard to say, but I do think,
yeah, probably.
I think maybe you could do something. Do you ever send her gifts when you're away? Like surprise her with stuff. Like, do you ever do anything? Like, does she send you naked photos? Do you guys like do anything to spice it up when you're not there to keep it kind of hot?
We used to do that at the very beginning. When I first got this job, it was like that, where, you know, I was getting new to blah, 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 shoes, you know, and you know, I would send her flowers and things like that. But just over time, it just kind of became like, one mistake that I made too is, last year I forgot our anniversary.
Oh. Because
I was so busy. And I don't know if that was a big hit or what, but I pretty much told myself, man, I can't do that no more.
Okay, I have an idea for you.
Okay.
Because that started to happen in my marriage too. Like, oh, he's gonna kill me. But like my ex, when we first got together, would do stuff like that all the time.
What? Forget anniversaries?
No. Good random gifts. Oh, okay. Like it was like hot. It was like. And then slowly over time, that does stop.
Mm-hmm.
And then you as a girl start to get insecure. Like, you're like, should I even bother sending him photos? Like, will he even react? Like, if you forgot the anniversary, she might be like, is he not that into me? What I would do if I were you is literally just go back to doing the things you were doing at the beginning when it was hot, when it was fun. Don't worry about her reaction. Just start doing it again. Send her random gifts. Ask her for a naked photo. Like, go, like, make her feel like you're dying to get your hands on her when you see her, even if you're pushing it a little. You know, like, just do it because it might make her be like, oh, what's going on? Oh, it might make her feel something like she might miss that and not be voicing that to you. And if you push a little, she'll push back a little. And before you know, it could be right back there. But somebody has to start it.
Yeah, this is foreign to me. I've never been in a relationship for even close to that long. 18 years is forever.
I just remember that my ex used to do things to surprise me. Like sometimes he'd leave flowers in my car or, you know, when he would be away, like he would just do stuff would show up for me. And that really did like make me feel super thought of when he wasn't there. And when that started to stop, it was like the beginning of the end. So if I were you, I kept wishing he would start doing those things again. That's what I would say to do.
Okay.
Whatever turned her on in the
past.
And ask for photos.
Yeah.
I sent a guy a naked photo. The last guy I was dating, I sent a naked photo to one day, and he read it and didn't reply. He left it on read.
Yeah.
And no matter how many times a guy has seen you naked, it could be 50 years. If a guy looks at a naked... guys don't understand when women send naked photos, how much work they put into the naked photo. They got to get the angle right. They might take 50. They want to make sure they look good. They do it for you. And if you look at that and your reaction is anything less than, oh my God, it's so hot. I can't wait to, oh, I'm going to jerk off. Whatever. Something to make them feel like it's super hot.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't make a woman feel that desired, she will start to feel insecure. I promise you. And she'll just stop doing that stuff.
So, yeah, Steve, after 18 years, what Kate is saying is as soon as you get that naked photo, you have to pretend like it's the hottest thing you've ever seen.
Yes.
Pretend is
for
the funny
real.
Part.
Yeah. No, it's true. Sometimes you got to pretend a little for real.
Yeah, I've done that. One time my ex sent me a photo. It was a naked photo. And I was like, I just wrote hot. And that just was, she was really high maintenance, but she, that wasn't enough. No. I think I put exclamation marks and everything, like hot. But like, she was just like, why do I even do that? Like,
I literally have said to guys, I sent you that and you left it on red. You're never getting one again. I'll never send them one again.
I wasn't going to leave it on red. And I said something nice, but like, she wanted me to like be jerking off on the camera for her or something.
Oh, another thing guys do that's so fucking annoying, if you send them a photo and they think they're being like cool nagging you, is they'll go like, say it's like you're naked, but you're holding a Diet Coke. They're like, Diet Coke is bad for you, but they don't say anything about like all the hotness in the photo because they're trying to be cool. Fuck that. Like, the girl will masturbate to your reaction. If you send a guy a hot photo, video, whatever, and the guy's like, oh my God, my dick just got hard, then you get turned on and that starts something. It's just like that. Just one day when you're driving, just text your wife one day or just text her and go, out of nowhere, just be like, I was just thinking about that one time we fucked an XYZ and my dick got hard. Just bring something up. Start it.
Lots of lies.
Okay. Yeah, I thought maybe, you know, because I've known her more than I've been together with her longer than I've been by myself.
Aww.
And so I think we know each other kind of well. So I don't know if me being like, this is like the hottest thing, if she's going to see through that, you know, like she won't believe me that I'm.
Some women just want to hear that fantasy stuff, dude. I'm telling you, even though it seems unbelievable when you're saying it, she'll probably appreciate it.
No woman who is told she's beautiful is going to like, if your voice isn't to say the hottest thing I've ever seen, you can put it in your own words, but it could be something as simple as like, did you get a haircut? God, you look hot. You look beautiful. Whatever you would say.
I've been in that situation before where I'm just like, I don't know what to say. Cause like, I don't normally go over the top with these fantasy things. And like, you know, some people don't give a shit and other people do. And maybe she does.
It's like when a guy says, whose pussy is that? You're like, yours. It might not be. You know, like in the moment is your pussy. Oh, what am I gonna say? Yours and that UFC fighter and that one. No, you gotta just say your pussy. But you know, it's for them to keep it going. Just like,
what
you know,
if a guy tells you I love you real fast? Would you write? Do you say it back?
No.
There you go.
Not if I don't mean it.
Yeah, that's a big one though. That's not one. That's not just this is your pussy.
I might say love with a U in the middle.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, dude. Well, I hope we help, but I'm serious, man. I want you guys to win. So fucking spice it up.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
All right, I will.
Aw, bye.
Bye.
I love him.
Yeah. This is the one you laughed at earlier. Let's see if he answers.
All right.
You're going to like this.
What is that sound? It sounds like someone in a rocking chair. Wah, wah,
wah. I think it's a tree branch hitting the window or some shit. I don't know. Let's see if this...
I want that couple to make it.
I think they will now that you helped them out.
I hope so. Report back.
Hello?
Hey, man. What's up? It's Kate and Brian at Date Fails.
What's up? How's it going?
Great. Where are you?
Date Fails. I'm in Texas, actually mowing the grass right now.
Oh, wow.
Wow, I can't even hear it.
Mama, I made it. Okay, hold on.
Are you mowing,
I turned it off.
Are you mowing your own grass or someone
else's?
What
do you think I need to mow? I'm mowing someone else's grass.
I think the whole family's excited that they got through on Dateville.
You're mowing someone else's grass? How old are you?
That's 28.
All right.
It's his mom's grass. All right. He has a funny-ass question. You want to tell us what it is? What's your name?
Jordan.
Jordan, tell us what happened.
Yes.
It was about a week ago. I have this, I also work part time at a nursing home. It's actually a funny story. And there's this older, I've never been with like an, I say older, but I'm only 28. You know, I've never been with like a older woman that's in like in the 40s or anything, the mid 40s. And
it.
So, yeah, I know. So I brought it back to my place.
Did you?
I brought it back to my place and then, yeah.
From the nursing
home? Yeah, well, I've had sex with her in the nursing home too, just once before in the laundry room. But,
is this an employee or someone that's being nursed?
It's the best.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, I should definitely say that. It's definitely not somebody that lives in the nursing home. That's
okay, so it's a fellow employee at the nursing home.
That's
How old is she?
40-something,
you said. She's 43.
43, yeah, 43. And you're
25. 28.
28, okay. So you took her home.
Yeah, anyways, it was like my first real experience with an older lady, a more experienced lady. She has gray hair and everything, which I didn't know that because she had a wig on. And so she fooled me, right? She was looking good. She had this nice black, like Cher wig on or some shit. And I was like, all right, what's up? Like, she was looking good. And so, you know, we started getting into it. And, you know, I was hitting it from behind and I kind of like ripped off her wig. And it was like this moment of like, yeah, well, I mean, I didn't rip it off. It just like fell off because I kind of tugged it a little bit. I felt it giving away, so I let go. I didn't like fucking whip it around or anything.
So it was just kind of flopping around
for
a little bit.
And so it just fell off. And then, you know, I don't know. I didn't know what to do. So I just kept going. I didn't want to.
Oh, my God.
You're supposed to address it, apparently.
What did she do?
You're supposed to address it, apparently. But anyways, she kind of got like really flustered.
Yeah.
I just kept going. I just kept going. She kind of got flustered, but I just kept going just to like pass the moment, just like act like it never happened. Cause I'm really bad at. I'm really good at acting like shit never happens.
Yeah, act like it didn't happen. Just like if a girl, like if a girl queefs, you pretend it didn't happen. I didn't even hear shit.
Oh hell no!
I didn't hear shit.
If they queef, I'd make fun of them so bad.
I can't imagine. Yeah,
I mean, if they queef, I've been in that.
You make fun of them.
I love queefers. Yeah.
Guys love queef.
Yeah, like. Like, this one girl queefed on me, and I called her Master Queef off the, you know, off the fucking, what's that, Halo? I guess you guys don't play videos. Like, Master Queef, and she hasn't talked to me since. But I just think queefing is funny, but the whole wig thing kind of threw me off because I was like, what the fuck? What do we do? Anyways, yeah, she had gray hair under it. That's what I'm saying. Like, she had a long black hair, and it looked good, but then I pulled off, and it was, like, gray, and then I realized, I was like, oh, shit, I'm having sex with an older lady. But it was all right, man.
Other than the gray hair,
the pussy was good. I'll tell you that.
Was good.
Yeah, the pussy was good.
Is she hot? Otherwise, her face.
Yeah, I mean, she's pretty attractive.
You know what
but,
I would do if I were you? Do you want to fuck her again?
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
All you have to do.
Should I just come home with it?
All you have to do is say, "I think you're so hot with the hair that was under the wig." If I was a guy and I'm fucking a girl and her wig comes off, I'm serious. If you're fucking a girl, her extensions come out, her wig falls off, her fucking whatever fake tits she has in her bra, anything happens that's a mishap that the chick's like, oh shit. All you have to do to alleviate the moment is go, oh my God, why were you using that? You're fucking, this is so much hotter.
Yeah.
Even if you're lying again.
Yeah, Kate's answer is lie, lie, lie.
But it's
I'm fucking with you.
It's a lie to make her feel good.
Totally.
Because otherwise, it's like she's going to lose. Like, if something happens to throw me out of the moment, no, her fucking pussy's going to dry up and she's suddenly not. Like, it takes you so out of the moment.
Yeah.
And all it takes is that much.
All right, let me.
If you're in Texas, the second your hair falls off, just go,
no,
yeah,
man.
Reverse cowgirl.
That's crazy that just fell off because usually they're like bobby pinned on, so like it would like rip some.
Well, bobby pins. I was tugging on it. No, we were fucking, dude. Yeah. Bobby pins ain't gonna hold that back.
The
yeah.
funny thing about it to me
but
is like.
Anyways,
oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying. My original question was like, what? I mean, what do you say? Do you ask them what they're into before you just start pulling their hair, or do you just pull their hair in the moment, or like, I don't know.
My
is
move,
it something? It's something you don't discuss before you have sex, obviously. But I just want to know like what the right thing to do is.
My move has always been do it a little lightly, and then if they like it, they'll usually be like, do it harder, or make a noise or whatever, and then you know, like, oh, this girl's into that.
I mean, depending your style in bed, like, I think a great rule of thumb is anything you're trying for the first time, you like Brian said, tiptoe on it, and you can literally go, you like that? Do you like that? And they can say yes or no. Yeah. Or you can be like, you like your hair pulled? I mean,
from my experiences, I've noticed that girls with thinner hair do not like it, and girls with thick hair do like it.
I have thin hair, and I love it.
I don't mean thin. You have a lot of thin hair, though.
True.
Yeah, that's the difference.
Fine. Actually, you have a lot of thin hair. It's true. That's what my hairstylist says. She says it's fine. She says it's fine, but that's you have funny. A lot. Okay, yeah. Okay. Listen, this is one good way to do it. I've had lots of guys do this to me, actually. Like when you're on a date or whatever, say you're walking down the street or something, and they'll kind of put their hand up and like tug on it a little.
Right.
And then see how you react. Like I've had guys do that and go, oh, you like your hair pulled? I mean, if you're at the point where you've already kind of like, you know, it's almost going to be hookup time or you've whatever.
Yeah. Plus you're doing automatic wig test while you're on the streets before you get to the bed while you're doing it. So two birds with one stone.
I like the idea of testing out all kinds of stuff like that in public, like mildly. Like I've had guys kind of like push me up against a wall and be like, oh, do you like it a little rough? Like whatever. You can test it in a place that's safe with clothes on. Find out.
Yeah. Some guys test vaginas like that when they're making out. They'll do it from behind, and then over their shoulder, they'll smell it.
Oh, I've seen guys do that in mirrors. Like, okay, I see you, motherfucker. All right, man. Thanks so much. Great talking to you.
Right on.
Thanks.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Those are good calls.
Yeah, I feel good about this, man. Maybe we should just do.
Yeah, that's good for that, and we'll just do our... Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I think that was... So how about this? Let's... end the episode here, and then the stuff we record after, we'll put at the top.
Okay, cool.
Does that make sense?
Should they be hearing this right now, or are we going to cut out before this even?
No, we'll cut out. Stop at that call.
It's getting funny now, though, so maybe we should leave this in.
Just leave the whole episode the way it is. You guys, this is the first time doing... Listen, all right, whatever. Yeah. That was a great last call.
That was a great last call.
I feel good about that.
Yeah.
What else is happening? Let's not just talk about our lives.
Yeah, so you said you didn't like Rocket Man. And I went to go see it anyway.
Did you like it?
I did like it.
I didn't hate it.
You put my expectations low, so that helped. But yeah. I did, you know, if you went in knowing it was a musical, you might have thought differently.
Yes, I agree with that 100%.
Yeah, because I went in knowing.
Yeah, they don't pitch it as a musical. They pitch it as a biopic.
Yeah, they do.
It's not a biopic. But I love Elton John.
It's sort of a mix, because they do go through his history and how he grew up. And
yeah. But I think if it's a biopic.
It's a biopic / musical.
Except they don't use his voice. That's what I didn't like.
Yeah. I mean, it's sort of like when, you know, La Bamba came out and What's-His-Name played him. He sung the songs. You know, that's just...
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
If I would have known it was a musical, honestly, I probably would have liked it.
Yeah.
Also, though, it reminded me so much of someone I dated that I was getting angry the entire time I was watching it. So it was just not a good...
It's like listening to a Michael Jackson song these days.
Yeah. I just was like, the whole time I'm like... here's the thing. I love Elton John, but the whole movie, you know, he's a drug addict.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, I felt the 3/4 of the movie is like Elton John's defense of why he was like a piece of shit to people.
Yeah. I mean, he did sort of go,
How it felt to me was like, here's how I was a victim over and over and over and over and over. But there wasn't really any moment of him like going through the, what is it called when you making amends? Like, I don't know. I just didn't feel like there was any moment.
Right.
The part of the movie where he's a good dude is so much shorter. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It seemed like it was mostly like showing why he was the way he is. Oh, my dad was an asshole. My mom was a fucking asshole. Everyone in my life was an asshole.
That was the whole movie.
Yeah.
The movie could have been called, Hi, I'm Elton. Everyone in my life is an asshole.
And now I'm fixed.
So it's making me angry because I dated drug addicts. And I'm like, okay, but at some point, like, it's your fucking fault.
Yeah.
At some point, you didn't change it over how many years? I don't know. I'm angry about it.
But he did once he got older.
He did fine. Sorry, Elton, but whatever.
So you just went on a big out-of-the-country, international little Hollywood pop-up tour.
Yeah, I went to Beirut.
Beirut.
You guys, Beirut is the shit.
Is it?
It's actually amazing.
It's funny. I grew up in, like, the 80s. That was, like, a scary place to hear about.
I know, and people still think that.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird because, like, the media here presents the whole Middle East as just this, like, war-torn, scary, like, whatever. It reminded me of... Like, in some ways, it reminded me a little bit of Rome or it reminded me of Europe a little in the sense that they have like really, really old buildings, like, I mean, thousands of years old right next to super modern, you know, like a Balenciaga store.
If you get like kebabs and hummus and pitas out there, is it the same as out here, or is it better, or is it like, you know, do they bring the good old traditions out here and it's pretty accurate?
It's pretty much the same.
Okay, that's good to know.
Oh, you know what they had out there that...
Now I don't have to go.
Yeah, you know what was cool though? I swam in the Mediterranean Sea.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is cool to swim in because you're like extra buoyant because there's so much salt in the water.
Is that the one where you don't have to worry about it, like you'll float because there's so much salt?
Pretty much.
Like, yeah, because I can't float in a pool.
You actually float even easier in if it's salt water mixed with fresh, I think, is the most buoyant.
There's one near Israel that's supposed to be like you really float. The Dead Sea. Is it the Dead Sea with all the good...
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But this one was similar. I mean, like swimming in it was so easy. You just feel like it's pushing you up towards the surface. So cool.
How were the shows? Everyone spoke English in the crowd, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Shows, I was always thinking like.
Yeah. Everybody speaks English there. But what was weird was on stage or in your head, because every time you say something, you're like, do they have this here?
Yeah.
Like, here's an example.
Like, I would do my Jamba Juice joke, and I'd be like, whoops, I shouldn't have brought that up, because they don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Right. Like, I didn't... After the first show, I kind of asked more questions, but, like, even the bit I do about the vibrator, which here is, like, a killer bit.
Yeah, they're like, what's Hitachi?
I mean, no, they knew Hitachi, but, like, I do a joke about plugging... You need a three-prong outlet, a ground wire. They don't use 110 outlets. That doesn't exist there.
Okay.
So
everything is grounded there.
Yeah. Or, like, fucking a Ford Focus. I'm like, do they have Fords here? I said, like, a Fiat 500.
Right.
Like, I was, like, changing things. So it was interesting. But overall... They were like primed. They were like, they wanted comedy. They were
great. That's awesome. Yeah. You told me that the dating scene was way different out there. What's the deal out there?
Dude, I have the best story.
Oh, yeah. Tell me.
So.
Is it a date fail or a date success?
It's kind of a date fail.
Oh, okay.
Well, I had two date fails because one show, a whole rugby team came.
Oh, wow.
You guys, every single one of them was so hot. Like a 10, like fucking my type, like ripped tattoos, like. Oh.
Sort of like me. Go ahead.
I don't date anyone that looks like that. But like, that's what I want. But like, so I'm flirting with them the entire time I'm on stage. And they're flirting back.
Uh-huh.
And I'm so sure I'm going to get off stage and go to the lobby. And they're all going to be there
rugby
like waiting.
Gangbang.
Yeah, none of them waited. They all left, man.
Maybe they didn't know you were coming.
Oh, I was coming. So that happened. But this one's better.
Okay.
So one day when I'm there, the hotel we stayed at didn't have a pool,
mm-hmm.
but there was a hotel nearby that like said, if you want to come use the pool here, feel free. It's called the Phoenician Hotel. It's like stunning. I mean, the pool is huge. It's beautiful. It's overlooking the sea, the Mediterranean Sea.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's beautiful. So I go there by myself for the day and I get a day bed.
You love those. You did that when we were at the Trop.
Yeah. I mean, if I can get one.
Yeah.
So I get a day bed by the pool and I'm by myself and I order some food and a drink. And then this guy comes over. He's like probably 60, maybe late 50s, 60. Not my type.
Right.
And he comes over and he's like, this is his line.
Mm-hmm.
You are so beautiful. I am very rich. That was his opening line. And then I was like, okay, that's cool, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
And he was like,
sound like he really wanted to know the real heart of Kate Quigley there.
Yeah. And then he was like, may I sit? And before I could even answer, he sat down.
Oh yeah. He knows the game. He's been at that cabana before.
Yeah. And then he was like, are you here by yourself? I'm like, oh, I'm actually waiting on my friends, which wasn't even true. I was just trying to get rid of him, you know? And
avoid a possible rape. I get it.
Yeah. And then he said, I have money. I will take you shopping right now and buy you anything you desire.
Yeah.
And I said, can you just pay for this fruit plate? I swear.
She could have had Coach and Gucci. She's like, can you just get these grapes, please?
I just didn't want anything. But then he keeps flirting. And the guys there were not, most of them were very respectful and stuff. But when they were trying to flirt, they're very touchy there.
Yeah.
So he kept touching me, not anywhere crazy, but like just putting his hand on me and just ugh. And I didn't know how to ask him to leave because I didn't want to be rude at the hotel because I was like a guest of the manager and I didn't want to. And this guy was living in the hotel for a few months,
right.
So I kind of just tried to be nice. I said I had a boyfriend.
Yeah.
That I said I had a boyfriend, and he said, Well, that's okay. We can be friends. You just call me sometime and say hello and I will send you money.
I mean, you know what? There are dudes out there that get off on giving hot chicks money and gifts. Like, you might have wanted to get in on that, especially once you got back to your country. You should have had his contact info. Hey, it's Kate.
I did.
Oh, shit.
He offered me $100,000 for sex.
Oh, so how was it?
Still coming from the money. No, I couldn't do it.
Yeah,
I wanted to do it, Brian. And then I was like, can we negotiate? What about $100,000 for a topless photo? And he said no. So
now, what if
he had been hot?
Maybe a little hotter, but what if you knew, like, there's probably part of you that's thinking, I'm gonna have sex with this guy and it's gonna be like a scam. I'm not gonna get that cash.
Oh, I mean, fuck no.
You don't think that's a possibility?
I would ask for the cash first.
Okay, but he might be thinking, what if she takes the cash and I don't get the sex? Like,
I would have a contract. I'd have my lawyer write a contract.
I don't think this guy cares about your lawyer contract. He's in fucking Beirut, dude.
I mean, if it's in writing, it was over text. That's legally binding.
Yeah, I'm sure you're going to be able to serve him at the Van Nuys courthouse when you decide to prosecute the guy that you banged and didn't pay.
I mean, I guess what I would probably do is say, you know, you send me this amount of money, I'll send you something like a fully nude, something that if he leaked, it would hurt me.
I would be like this. This is what I'll do. I'm Kate Quigley. I'd be like, look, I'm going to come to your room. My friend is going to be outside the room. And, you know, you get like your biggest comic.
My pimp?
Yeah. No, just like in this situation, yes. And he is just going to sit outside and, you know, and make sure that it's safe.
And I get paid?
And that you get paid. And then he'll know that you're going to, that you have somebody coming. The whole thing seems really sketchy because, you know, people get killed overseas. He might fucking just kill you after he has sex with you.
He actually did say, he was the only person who said, don't walk around by your safe because things happen to girls like you.
Yeah, exactly.
No one else said that. You think he's murdered somebody? Oh, he said he's a foreign diplomat.
Oh, yeah.
He told me he's a doctor. Then he gave me his card and he was a PhD in diplomacy.
I feel like this guy has taken, like, what's that dude? Like, Mysteries fucking How to Neg Girls book and, like, trying to, like.
No, I don't think so.
No, you think. You
he
think
did he's... pay for everything.
Okay.
That day. But that was probably $50. I mean.
All right. So.
I mean, I don't know. It doesn't matter because the point is I'm not doing it and I blocked his number.
There's some guy that we both know. He's a comedian friend of ours, and he got offered $25,000 to get a foot massage from another dude on Instagram. And he said it looks like it's legit, but he didn't do it.
Oh, my God. I would do that in a second. A foot massage?
What if he offered you $1 million, this guy in Beirut?
To fuck him?
To fuck him.
I'd have stipulations.
Stipulations? Like, yeah. What? Like no butt? Condom?
Definitely no butt.
Yeah.
Definitely a condom.
Yeah.
There would be a time allowance.
Time allowance?
Like $1 million bucks.
For an hour?
I'm not going to lie. For $1 million, I'd probably give a guy a half an hour.
Half an hour for $1 million. Yeah. That's very generous of you.
But $1 million would be as low as I'd go.
That's crazy.
Okay, an hour.
Give him an hour.
An hour for $1 million. Yeah,
tax I would do that. Free. You're just getting $1 million. Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, I would do that.
I'd bang him for $1 million.
I don't think it'd be tax free.
Well, maybe I wouldn't.
You'd have to pay taxes on it, unless you hide it somehow. But I don't know how to do that. Yeah, I wish someone would offer me $1 million to fuck. Are you kidding me?
I mean,
like, who wouldn't? Anyone who says they wouldn't fuck for $1 million is lying.
I think there are people that wouldn't fuck for $1 million
because they already are millionaires,
or they're just fine the way they are, but they'd also regret it. Money is different for everybody. You know what I mean?
I'm not a money person.
Totally. I'm just saying, like, there are some people that don't give a fuck about money.
I don't really, but $1 million?
I don't really care about money, but if this Beirut dude wants to stick his dick in me for me.
No. You know what it is? It's not the money.
It's not the money.
It's not having money to buy more things, because when I imagine having $1 million, what I
imagine... Yeah, you're set.
It's the freedom of creating whatever I want. So creatively, I go, I could produce whatever I want,
yeah.
Pay off my parents' house. I could, like, I think about what I could do with that money to improve my quality of life, but just in terms of, like, creativity and people I love, not, like, I would buy a fucking Lamborghini or I don't give a shit about that.
I would never buy a Lamborghini.
Or anything like that. Like, I don't even, I mean, you know me. I wear the same, like, five things.
Yeah. So, all right.
He's like, yeah, bitch, change. So that happened.
Yeah, you got the rugby team that didn't meet you in the lobby. You got the 60-year-old that propositioned you $100,000 for some sex.
Yeah, and then that was pretty much it for like that kind of thing. I mean, I didn't hook up there. Went out a lot. There are the guys there though. I mean, like hot.
Hot Beirut. What are Beirutians called? Like Beirut-ians?
Lebanese.
Are they Lebanese? Yeah,
Lebanese. Yeah, the guys are so hot there. Oh, it was funny. I kept getting stopped and asked for photos, but not because people knew who I was, just because I was blonde.
Yeah, you're just like American. You look like an American celebrity walking around.
I mean, just an American, I think. Yeah. But it was cool. And then I came back. The flight back was 30 hours total.
I thought, I mean, that's how many stops?
Total, because it's 3 hours from Lebanon to, we went through Doha. And then...
So you're in Doha. How long do you have to wait there?
That's the problem. There's only a few flights out of there from there to LA.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a 7-hour layover. So we were there 7 hours, then a 16-hour flight.
Okay. So yeah, there's a lot of... 30-hour travel day. Yeah, almost half is layovers.
It was insane. And the woman next to me on the flight had her shoes off the whole time, her feet up like this on
did
the seat.
Did they smell?
Yes.
Really?
And my feet clean, thank God. I show my feet. Yeah. So it was disgusting.
We're
going to
get 100,000 more viewers from that.
I know. Someone's going to, oh, that's going to go. I'm like, oh, and in other news, while I was in Lebanon, someone started a butt page, a page of my butt on Instagram. And it's
what's
like
it called?
Kate Quigley's butt.
Oh, okay.
Who cares? At this point, there's a foot page. There's a butt page. I don't know what else is out there. There's one that's just hot photos of me, which I actually appreciate that one because it's like all the best photos of me.
Yeah, but they're trying to get money off of your name. Like someday you might not appreciate it.
I don't think they're making any money.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
200 followers.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. But anyway, so that's it. And then, I don't know, I kind of met a guy that I like here.
I was going to say in Beirut?
No, here in America.
Is he a celebrity?
No.
No?
Not famous.
Okay.
Aren't you proud?
I'm proud. That's a step.
But I just, I don't know. It's so weird.
Did you bang him?
Did I bang him? Maybe.
Oh, Kate's banging.
I did.
Kate got back from Beirut.
I did. I'm nervous.
He didn't give you $100,000, did he?
No, but you know what? I'm nervous to talk about it because I actually like him.
Okay.
So I'm like afraid I'm going to jinx it somehow because he's actually nice, but he's so nice. I'm not used to it. So that's a little weird for me, but I'm trying to ignore my usual impulse to run from nice guys.
Yeah. You were telling me a little bit about this earlier, actually. So it sounds like he's moving kind of fast.
But the thing is, this is a person who has asked me out for like 2 or 3 years.
So you know him really well already.
I don't know him really well.
But you've been acquainted with him for a while.
He's been an acquaintance.
Yeah, yeah.
Not even a friend.
Yeah.
Just somebody I knew. And honestly, like, I never, ever, ever, ever thought I would go out with this guy.
Yeah.
I mean, like, literally out loud said to people, I wish you would stop asking me out. I'm never going to go out with him.
And now you're banging him. I wish I had... what do you call it? When you could see into the future. I wish like I could be like there like a year ago in the green room with you and you'd be like, I would never bang this. I'd be like, in a year, you're going to bang him. You're like, no, I won't, Brian. I'm like, yes, you are.
I swear to God, like Christmas time, just December.
Yeah.
I was like, this guy will not stop asking me. Like, how many ways do I have to tell him I'm not interested? And now I like him. It's so weird.
So that's what you guys have to learn. Just keep asking and asking and asking.
No, I'll tell you the secret. It was persistence, but it was the way he persisted. Because a lot of guys, when they ask you out and you reject them, they get butthurt and they start being kind of a dick to you, right?
Yeah, they try trying to like, what do you call it? They get like a petulant child and
angsty.
Start acting like a dick to you.
Yeah, like they won't say, hi to you, or they're like, hey, okay, like they're not as cool anymore, whatever.
Like, you won't even give me a chance, and I was nice to you, and you can go fuck yourself, not so great.
100%, but what this guy did is he was like, I know I'm into you, but I really just like think you're so cool, and I would, even if we just hang as friends, I just want to get to know you, I just want to like know you better, you're interesting. He kept going that route,
mm-hmm.
and then he would keep inviting me to things that weren't dates. He'd be like, oh, I'm at this party, it's really fun, you should come if you're out with your friends. He would invite me with my friends. So we hung like 5 or 6 times as friends, where it wasn't even in my head that it was, and I was talking about my ex, and he was like, there was other girls there he was flirting with. It wasn't any kind of thing, but every time I would like him a little more,
Is he still being just as nice as he was before you had sex with him?
Nicer.
Oh, that's a good sign.
I know.
Yeah, okay.
I know. It's crazy. So, it's because I trapped him with my magical pussy.
That should be the name of your album, Kate's Magical Pussy.
Joey says I have Call the Police Pussy. That's what I should call my album, Call the Police Pussy. Yeah, it's just, I don't know, man. It freaks me out.
Yeah.
I
think the best thing to do is take it slow.
Yeah.
Don't jump into anything. Make sure it's right. Give it another month or two.
Of course.
He's not going anywhere if he really means it.
I'm not.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm not looking. I'm moving slow.
All right. We're going to take calls on this show.
Yes.
Assuming we're putting this first. This is going to be the most unorganized podcast ever.
Leave it the way it is.
We're just going to leave it unedited.
You guys, you listened from the beginning. We're going to cut some of this shit out. But this is the first time we did a podcast. My phone, by the way, is in my crotch and has been going off the entire time. So I keep getting little vibrations.
I knew I should have put a newspaper on that fucking chair.
Your chair is going to be so damaged. Don't worry, though. It's clean.
So, yeah, we don't know if the calls are going first or we're just going to not edit it at all and it'll be funny for them to watch.
Let's say this was the beginning.
Okay.
Guys. I don't know how we're going to cut this podcast.
No, we'll just say, like, we had a great show.
Let's just make this the end.
Let's make this the end.
Guys, look.
You have stuff coming up, right?
Yeah, I have shit coming up that you should come. I thought I was... This is actually my day, you guys, is so fucked.
Yeah.
Can I just tell them about my fuck day?
Tell us about your fuck day.
My fuck day is this. First of all, I think I have a kidney infection. I'm not sure. But my back hurts so bad, my lower back. I never get UTIs. I've only ever had one kidney infection. And they were like, how did you miss that you had a UTI? And I was like, I pee so much all the time, I would never know. I might have a kidney infection. So first there's that. B...
You should go to the doctor.
I'm going to go. It just got this bad. B, today I lost my debit card in Lebanon. On the way here, I had 3 miles of gas in my tank and I went to use my credit card to put gas in. And there was like a fraud thing on it from using it in Lebanon. So I literally had to fish out $5 of like change from my car to put gas. I had no money. So I thought I was going to run out of gas on the way here. Then this whole week, I've been harassing my agents because I thought I was supposed to be in Winnipeg this weekend at Rumors Comedy Club and they booked the flight and I don't have a flight and I was supposed to leave tomorrow. I mean, I've been like, guys, every day I've been like, guys, what's up with my flight? Where's my flight? Where's my flight? And finally my agent hit me back today. He goes, Kate, your Rumors date is the 27th to the 29th. It's not for 2 more weeks.
And you didn't book anything this week?
Yeah, it was in my calendar for this weekend. So I have no spots, no gigs. So what I'm trying to say is this has been the craziest day. And then there's one more thing that happened that's insane.
Okay.
This one's spooky. It's going to sound less spooky, but it's... Okay. I have this little change purse that I love that a fan gave me a long time ago. I'm obsessed with it.
What are you keeping it?
Change mostly, but sometimes jewelry or like, right. I don't know, just different shit. But I keep it in my... And money. But I keep it in my purse when I have money.
Yeah.
So one time... I took it to Irvine Improv. I did a show there. After the show, it was gone. I couldn't find it. I looked everywhere. Mm-hmm. This was probably a year ago. I mean, ransacked all my bags, my car, on the way home from the club.
Did you find it in Beirut?
No, but I mean, I know it was at Irvine Improv because I used it there. I never saw it again. And today, I pulled my vibrator out from under the bed, which I use all the time.
Yeah.
And out with it came this change purse.
What was in it?
Nothing.
Oh.
But it doesn't matter. The point is...
That you found the change purse after a year.
It's magic.
It is.
I know I didn't bring it home from Irvine. Like, I'm telling you, something's going on.
Yeah.
Like, there's a ghost in my life.
Is it...
I'm just freaked out. Today, everything is going weird. So the point is, I'm not in Canada till June 27th to the 29th. Rumors. Please get tickets. I don't know what else I have coming up. I'll tell you the rest at a later date.
Okay. I'm at the Comedy Store every Saturday. There's one more call. Do you want to do it or do you want us to end this?
No, I'm done.
Okay, we're done. We'll get this guy next time.
My kidneys hurt.
Yeah. We're going to get her some water. We're going to get her some cranberry juice.
Drinking Diet Coke.
And I'm at... The Comedy Store every Saturday at 7. You can follow me at Brian Monarch on Instagram.
This is the weirdest podcast ever, but I kind of love it.
Yeah.
Follow him at Brian Monarch. We're going to do these calls episodes more often, and they're going to get more like, you know, well done.
Yeah.
I feel like a mess. Let's just end it.
All right.
Love you guys.
Done. Fun.
Actually really fun. Yeah. I'm sweating so fucking bad, and my kidneys are...
This is 98 degrees out.
And I have to pee again. I really am going to go straight to the doctor, I think. I really think I have a kidney infection.